Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my series on basic business skills. I'm going to talk to you about marketing your business and some ways to get the word out that you're in business, that you're doing service in the area, things like that to get you recognized and noticed. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. Some often ask, what would be a good amount of money to spend on a marketing campaign? What's the best way to market a product, get the word out? And, you know, basically, there's really no set-in-stone answer. There are some rule of thumbs of what you should spend on marketing versus what you should spend on other parts of your business. And depending on what level you're at in your business, depends on how much money you want to spend on marketing. For example, Tesla's never spent any money on marketing themselves. They get a lot of free press, and so they don't market themselves in that sense. And then you have other companies, of course, like Toyota and Ford, that run ads all the time and sponsor things because they would need that kind of marketing to get people to recognize their product. So it kind of goes in those kind of categories. If you're in an area where there's not a lot of good pool services out there, and you're it, basically, you don't really need to spend $600 a month advertising your business because you're the only person that they're going to go with anyway because you're the only good person in the area, and therefore spending all that money is not logical. And of course, this is very rare that you're going to be in the position of Tesla or in an area where you're basically it as far as pool service. Other regions of the country, like California and Florida, there's pool companies all over the place. And so, yes, you're going to have to market yourself to get the word out that you're actually doing pool service. So what are some of the simple things you can do to market yourself that don't cost a lot of money? And I would say the simplest thing you can do is get maybe a magnetic door sticker with your business name, with your phone number, or your website listing. And then that ties into another simple thing is to have a website. Now, you're not going to get a lot of web traffic in for your site. It's not going to be something that you're going to get a lot of leads from, but having a website goes a huge way in making you a legitimate business. So for instance, if you call two plumbers out to do a bid for you, one plumber hands you the card, you know, Joe's Everyday Plumber hands you the card. I guess that's probably a pretty bad business name, but I just thought of it on the spot. Hands you his card, and it just has his phone number on there, and then you get, you know, plumber specialist, you know, extraordinaire, that's the second company, and they have their phone number and they have a website. You click on their website link and you see all of the jobs they did and all of the work they've done. Who are you going to go with? Of course, you're going to go with the person with the website that has photos on there and has reviews on there versus a guy that has no website. And so the website is a very basic thing. If you want to have one built, I have a link on my site to a person I work with that builds websites. You can use GoDaddy. You can use Wix. These are all good sites. Figure about $200 a year for the website. If you go to one of these other hosting sites, about $200 a year for the website fees plus your domain name fee. And you'll have to search out your domain to see if it matches your business name. If you don't have a website before you pick your business name, it may not be available, so get something close to it. And then, of course, the website just kind of makes you a legitimate company. So I went a little off course there. I just wanted to mention the website part, since if you're going to get a sticker for your truck, you want to make sure you have a website available so someone could actually put it in their phone while they're behind you and check out your website. Now, if you want to get your truck wrapped, you're looking at $1,500 to $3,000. That wouldn't fall into the low-budget advertising category. But you can, of course, do that, and that's more of a higher-end marketing to have your truck wrapped. I think it's worth it in a lot of regions of the country. So consider that, getting a full wrap with your name and logo and a design on your truck. Again, that's not the lower end, the door magnet, or even a vinyl sticker for the window of your car. It's going to run you less than $60, maybe $70, depending on where you get it done at. And this is a very affordable marketing tool. Another thing, of course, you have to do is very obvious. Keep your truck clean. You may want, if you have a really old truck, to get something, I wouldn't say new. Trucks are extremely expensive. I'm not sure why, but they're a lot more expensive than the car. And so you don't want to go crazy on a truck, especially if you're just starting out. But you want something that when you pull up to the curb of the customer's house, this is part of marketing. You get out of your truck, it's something that, you know, they're going to be watching you maybe from the window or the front door. It needs to be presentable, so it can't be like a total beater. And I understand people start at different positions, but it's also part of marketing to have something that looks decent. You don't have to have a brand new truck by no means, but something that's definitely presentable. You don't want oil leaking all over the customer's driveway or the street. So that's one thing. And also you want to look nice. So order, you know, nice shirts with a logo on it. I use Logo Sportswear. They're a very high-end logo company. They're expensive, but you can get polo shirts, you can get button-up shirts. Again, that was Logo Sportswear, and they're pretty good, but they're extremely expensive, I think, compared to other logo stores. I just like the quality of their products, so that's why I go with them. And I think if you're going to look professional, get some shirts made with your logo on there, maybe get some hats made. And so when you show up at the customer's house, you're marketing yourself as a professional because you're dressed like one versus just a regular shirt. And that goes a long way. When you hire a plumber, again, I'll go back to that example. Someone shows up just in a regular t-shirt and, you know, slacks versus someone with their logo on it with a button-up shirt. You're going to find that the second person, maybe he's not any good, but at least he looks good. And, you know, you would probably go with him because looks are kind of important over the guy that doesn't really have a uniform, but he may have 20 years of experience. But it goes a long way in marketing yourself and how you present yourself as far as a uniform and how your truck looks when you pull up. One of the really cool marketing things that I've seen someone do is for a house cleaner, she put out like almost like an open house real estate sign behind her car when she was parked there, and it had her number on there and her service. And I think for pool service, that would be great just to pull out a little sign and put it right behind your truck. Of course, don't leave it there and forget it when you drive off. That's probably going to happen numerous times. But anyway, that's a good idea, I think, to put something like that, because people look at those signs and, of course, check your local ordinances to make sure that's legal while you're parked there. But I think that's a simple and easy idea to do while you're parked somewhere, to let people know that you're doing pool service. Maybe your truck doesn't, they don't know what a pool service truck looks like per se. So that sign really helps them to see that you're a service provider in their area. So let's talk more about other marketing strategies. Now, there are services that you can use to try to get accounts. There's HomeAdvisor, there's Yelp, there's Thumbtack, and these are all basically services that are commission driven by the salesperson. And so figure you're going to be hounded by them to expand whatever you're advertising. And also a lot of these are based on the fact that whoever gets there first gets the job, or whoever gets the better bid gets the job. So don't be surprised that you're paying a fee for these services and not landing any accounts because someone is bidding really low. This happens in a lot of industries. I hear it from other people that I work with. For instance, my carpet cleaning guy always tells me that he doesn't use HomeAdvisor because he tried it and someone would bid a cleaning of the carpet for $80 and then add on all these fees afterwards and he would never get the job. So he found that to be not sustainable for his business. And I think in the pool industry, you're going to run into a lot of that too. So if you're going to use Thumbtack and someone bids lower or gets there before you do, you still have to pay that fee along with HomeAdvisor. Yelp, the problem with Yelp that I've heard is that if you do cancel the service, a lot of your reviews will disappear and then you may get some bad reviews posted. Who knows if that's true or not? It's one of those things, again, where you pay for a service, you're expected to keep paying for it long term. So if you do decide to go with HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, or Yelp, just be aware that it's a long-term commitment. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and it may not be the best marketing tool for you. The better marketing tool may just be a website. And with that website, you can run a Google Ads campaign. I like Google Ads because you can set a threshold. And so if you only wanted to spend $300 a month on marketing, you would set that as your threshold inside the program itself. And so the way Google Ads works is that when you're searching for something, you know, you're looking for Dave's Pool Service, and you type it in, you type in Google. If you're, let's say you're in Los Angeles, you're looking for a pool service, you type in pool service in my area, and then Google will have the first three are paid for. And so if you're wanting to advertise Dave Pool Service and you want to come first, second, or third in the search, you pay for that through the Google ad. And then depending on how, where you want to be placed, and depending on how many search results you want to be placed in, depends on how much you're going to pay for that campaign. And then, of course, in your area, it's always a little bit different of who gets the top spot, second spot, third spot, based on how much you want to pay to be placed there every time someone searches for you. So if they click on it, you get charged for that. And then it can add up to $300 pretty quickly, depending on how many categories you're in. So, for instance, I help out with the school music. My son's in. I do their Google Ads site. And a lot of their stuff is placed in, you know, 40 different categories. And it gets charged quite a bit when people click on different lessons in those categories. So be aware that the more categories, the more campaigns, they call it campaigns, you have, the more you're going to be charged. And the more, of course, the more leads you're going to get, but the larger budget you're going to need for the Google Ads for your business. And again, I like Google Ads because it's not commission-based. It's just basically you pay for the ads you want. No one's going to be calling you and hounding you to advertise more or get more categories. It's definitely just, you know, you put an ad out there, and if someone clicks on it, they'll go to your site, and then you can bid them directly without competing against other people bidding with the other services. So for me, I think it's cleaner. Since it's not commission-based or salesperson-driven, it's very easy to stop it and start it, add more money to the campaign, and things like that. So for me, I would try that first if you want to do some kind of marketing in that direction. And then, of course, there's just simple things like door flyers. Go on Google Maps, see who has a pool, leave a nice-looking flyer, get a professional-made flyer that's glossy, you know, like photo quality, put it on their door. Things like that are very simple, very old school, but very effective. Figure, you know, the percentage of mailers or flyers. If you send out 1,000 of them, you're going to get like a 2% response. And so you may land, out of those responses, you may land 5 or 6 accounts. It may be worth a big mailing campaign, depending on your area. Again, everything's a little bit different, but you can try that also. I think the best way you can market yourself is word of mouth. So if you have a client that likes you, tell them if they refer you, you'll give them a free filter cleaning the next service, or you give them a free product. I wouldn't give free months of service. I think that's a little bit too much, but a free filter cleaning or a free phosphate product, something that's tangible for them, a gift card to a restaurant nearby for $30 or $40, whatever you think would be good in your area is a great way to market. And then last, I think you can use realtors. Those are a great way to market yourself. You can do a discount on a pool or a cleanup for them. And another great place to get referrals is opening a wholesale account at your local Leslie's Pool Supply. They have like 900 stores around the country, and they're allowed to have to refer two different pool companies out to clients that come in looking for pool service. There are a few rules. You have to have $1 million in general liability insurance. Show them your insurance certificate. And you also have to have, you have to spend a certain amount of money there. I think the rule is about $15,000 per year. But that's easily done if you're getting all of your supplies there. But I know that a lot of times they'll refer people to you even if you spend less than that as you're getting started. So opening an account at Leslie's Pool Supply is a great way to get referrals because they don't do weekly pool service. So if someone walks in there looking for a pool company, they'll hand them your card, and then it's really a great way to build up your accounts and to market your business. You can think of different ways, of course. I just cover some of the more basic ones here in this podcast. And just like anything, you know, you'll drive down the street and you're going to pass a new restaurant. Maybe for 6 months or 8 months, you're not going to even see that it exists. But one day you're going to get a flyer in the mail from them with their menu, which I think for a restaurant is probably the best marketing tool. I get these all the time. For instance, I found this great Chinese restaurant by my house because they mailed me a menu and had all their specials on there. And I looked at the address. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know where that's at. That's in the shopping center. I never seen it. I drive by there all the time. And for me, same thing with your pool service. If you're driving a blank truck, of course, no one's going to know you're doing pool service. You need to put something on your truck, whether it's a full wrap or just something on your windows or on your door. And then, of course, dress, have that uniform, dress nicely, look clean all the time because you don't know who you're going to run into. You may be in the market or something, or parked in the shopping center, or parked outside. I guess one more thing that I noticed one guy did, which was really cool, he got all these little business card magnets made up with his pool service and put them all over his truck. And so on the back end of the truck, he had like 30 of these magnets on both sides. And if you're parked somewhere, someone could just come and take off that magnet off your truck. They would have your number and information. And I thought that was a cool marketing idea from this pool truck that I saw parked in the shopping center. And it's probably not that expensive to get those magnets printed, put them all over the back of his truck, and someone just peeled one off when they needed it. I guess in some respects it may look tacky, but in other respects I thought it was a great marketing idea. And I can probably go on and on, but I'll stop here for this one, and I'll probably do another series on that or another podcast on marketing in more detail for you later on. And if you're looking for more podcasts in the series, go to my website, swimmingperlearning.com. Click on the podcast, and it'll take you to the site, and you can click on the older or the other episodes in this business podcast series. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.